If you want to be a dog, first you must learn to wait. You must wait all day until somebody returns, and if somebody returns late, you must learn to wait until then. Then you must learn to speak in one of the voices available to you, high and light, or mellow, thick and low, or middle range and terse. Whichever voice you learn to speak, you will meet somebody who does not like you because of it. They will be wary or annoyed, or you will remind them of something or someone else. Once you have learned to speak, you must learn not to speak unless you absolutely must, or to speak as much as you feel you must, regardless of how many times you are told to stop, or sit, or place behind a door. This will depend on what kind of a dog you want to be. And indeed, there are many kinds. It may not feel as though you get to choose, and that too is a kind of dog. Next, you must learn to relinquish all control over everything you might wish to control. You must learn to prefer to be led about by the neck on a piece of string or staked to a neglected lawn by a length of chain. You must learn, once you have sampled the freedom of a life without a chain, that it is better to return and be chained again. Or you may learn that it is not. A fugitive is also a kind of dog. Of course, you must learn to love always and love entirely, and to be wounded by nothing so much as the violence of your own love. You must learn to be confused but never disappointed by a deficiency of love. You must give up your children and not know why. You must lose yourself wholly in activity. You must never feel an itch that you do not scratch. You must learn how to wait at the foot of the bed and hope silently that somebody is drunk enough or lonely enough to invite you up. And you must learn not to show your excitement too much or overplay your hand. If you want to be a dog, you must learn to believe that you are not, in fact, a dog at all.